What's going on, people? It's your boy Kalichi back with another episode of the Ramblin' Mind Podcast. How are each and every single one of y'all doing today? I hope y'all are staying safe. I hope y'all are taking care of yourselves. I hope y'all are doing all the things you know you ought to do during these times, my friends. And we're going to focus on the use of the word investing. The use of the word investing. It seems in culture today that word is being thrown about very, very loosely, very, very easily. We kind of throw that word around like it's whatever. But before we get into that, I want to tell y'all a quick story. So as you guys know, I got into an accident. We're not going to talk about the details, but by the grace of God, I got a new car. Well, new to me car. New to me car. In other words, it's used. But I got a new car, and today I took it to get detailed. But so this car is a car that I've always wanted. It's a Honda Accord Coupe. I've always wanted a Honda Accord Coupe since the day I could drive. I've always wanted a Honda Accord Coupe. And now I finally have a Honda Accord Coupe. You would think I would be like overjoyed at the idea that I have the car that I've always wanted. But rather, the emotion that I've had is one, excitement, grateful to God for providing. But the other one is like a bittersweet, like, oh, that thing that I've always wanted is now in my hands and it's kind of gone. In other words, the striving for it was much more sweet. The story about it, the belief that one day I will be able to get this thing and working towards that was much more sweet than the actual accomplishing of it. It's very weird, but it's something we've talked about in the past where like working towards a goal sometimes can be a lot more sweeter than the actual goal itself. And that reminded me of the idea of just how powerful stories are. Just how powerful and how much we can be controlled by the stories that we tell ourselves, by the way that we infatuate ourselves with certain stories. I was listening to a podcast called I Will Teach You to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi. It's so interesting how like now Ramit Sethi is a household name after he had his show on Netflix. And I'm like, where y'all been? We've been here for years. And it's so interesting. I saw a TikTok the other day. It said that all y'all TikTokers out here talking some lies, everybody going to be calling you on your BS now because this guy's putting everybody on knowledge. I was like, we've been here. We've been knowing about this. It's so interesting when somebody you've been listening to and watching for years become mainstream. It's like that artist you've been listening to for years becoming mainstream. But the interesting thing is, I don't actually agree with that TikTok because I don't think people are going to actually learn. I think people are going to keep doing the same thing over and over again because there's no way you just learn thing by osmosis. You got to put it into practice and just watching something is not enough. But I digress. But I was listening to a podcast episode from Marie Sethi. He has a podcast, I Will Teach You to Be Rich. It's about couples and how they deal with finances. And it's so good. If you're married or if you plan to be married or if you're dating or if you plan to be dating for a long time and you guys are going to try and figure out this finance stuff, I definitely recommend listening to that thing together. It is very, very, very helpful to help you see things from your perspective, but also from their perspective as well. So you can have these discussions from a much, much better place. Much, much better. Anyway, I can't speak English today. Anyway, but there was an episode that he was talking to this couple, and the couple, the boyfriend had told her, like, I am not getting married to you until you deal with these credit cards, until you deal with your credit card debt. And when they start talking about it and you go into the episode and you're listening and you find out like, oh, at one point they both had credit card debt. They both paid that thing off. But then she racked up another, I think it was like $30,000 in credit card debt. And he was like, I don't understand what is happening right now. And so to him, he was like, yo, I we're not doing this. We're not starting off our entire married life in a hole. And so until we get rid of this stuff, until we get to a point where you won't keep going through this loop over and over and over again, we're not getting married. And so it's like, it's very much a very big problematic thing. Like it's a huge issue that she has. And that if she doesn't solve this, she's going to be in a big situation, you know, heartbroken and all that stuff. So anyway, as Ramit is like going through the discussion and having conversations with them and trying to figure out like, yo, what exactly is going on? Like, how do you end up in this state? How do you end up paying off your debt, but then you ended up right back in the same place again? Like, what happened? And you notice a trend as Ramit is trying to talk to her about what's going on. She has this way of like just avoiding or of trying to avoid answering the question. Either she would be like, I just don't know. You know, I'm just dumb. I just don't know what I'm doing. I just don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. Or she'll answer another way, which was like, you know, that was an investment in me. That was an investment in myself. That was an investment in X, Y, and Z. And it was like, wait a minute, huh? How is, and it was like one specific one was like, he would ask her like, you bought $300 shoes when you maxed out your credit card. Why did you buy these shoes? And she was like, well, you know, I have to take care of my feet. It's an investment in my feet. And he was like, wait, what? And then there was another one, like she paid for like $1,000 trip or something like that. And he was like, what prompted the trip? And he was just, she was just like, it's for my mental health. Like, I'm investing in my mental health. It's for my self-care. And he was like, wait, what? Like, how does that, what? That does not compute. And it was just the use of the word investment over and over and over again that he had to get to the point of like, you're not allowed to use that word anymore. You're not allowed to use the word investment when it has anything to do with you just spending money on things that you enjoy to do. Not to say you shouldn't spend money on things you enjoy to do, but the fact that you keep using that word investment, there's a story there. There's something you're telling yourself every time you use that word. And I thought about something that I had written on a blog post last week, and it just clicked for me immediately. In the blog post, I said, we humans have always had a need to collect and preserve things. We have always assigned value to items that do not necessarily have value on their own merits, but that is irrelevant. We are social creatures with the ability to conjure up stories that capture our imagination. A powerful enough story can make a picture of a rock worth millions and the dollars in your pocket worth less. We humans love to tell stories, and I can come up with so many different examples of how the stories that we have told have made things that basically are worth nothing become worth a lot. Of course, I mentioned in the post, the rock costing millions of dollars. That was the NFT craze that we just had a couple of years ago. Actually, what, last year in 2021, when NFTs was all the hype and everybody had to have an NFT. And today, none of those are worth anything anymore. Or the Beanie Baby craze from a number of years ago, where everybody had, that was the toy to have, but not just the toy to have, it was the toy to collect and try and resell because it was going to be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, and people mortgaged their homes to buy Beanie Babies, and now they were underwater in debt because they had all these Beanie Babies that nobody wanted anymore because there was now a new toy that every kid wanted. Or what about various people who collect things like sports cards? Remember in 2021 and 2022, that was all the hype. People wanted sports memorabilia. Like, the amount of people that just like were buying cards left and right worth thousands and thousands of dollars, Pokemon cards, all these different things that all of a sudden was like, yo, these are worth the most. The interesting thing is, like, all of a sudden there was something else and something else and something else. And the stories that we told no longer held up. And now all those things that were worth millions and hundreds of thousands of dollars are no longer worth anything. Or sneakers. 2021, sneakers were all the hype, like resell sneakers. Like, you got to buy these sneakers and sell them and it's worth more. And now we're back to normal conditions where sneakers don't necessarily sell for the same. Or sell for that high of a price. But there were stories that I know of so many people who bought shoes and said, this is an investment because one day it'll be worth more. It'll be worth more. There's a danger in using that word investment when we're buying things that we want. There's a very big danger because when we use that word investment, it gives us a cop out. It allows us to spend money without having to worry about, can I actually afford this thing? Because in our mind, what we're saying is, because when you use the word investment, what we're telling ourselves is, I'm going to earn more by buying this thing. When I sell it, I'm going to make more money. That's what's happening in our mind, because it's a different part of your brain that's getting ignited. When you say investment, you're like, oh, there's a return on my money on this thing. And so we use that word flippantly and use it loosely for anything that we like. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you can't buy the things that you love or that you can't buy the things that you want, but using the word investment is a very dangerous way to go about that. It's a very dangerous way to go about getting the things that you want, but you don't need. Because you know you don't need them. So you need another way of like, how can I make sure that it's okay for me to get this thing? And so we begin using that word, investment. There's something in behavioral economics. It's called the endowment effect. It's a finding that says that people are more likely to retain an object they own than acquire that same object when they do not own it. Another way of putting this is, I bought this Pixel 3 XL. I used my money to buy it. Because I bought it, there are certain stories that's associated with this Pixel 3 XL. Even with its cracks on the back and all the damage that it has over the years, there are certain things that I still believe about this Pixel 3 XL that I think it's worth more than what other people will be willing to pay for it. But because it's mine, I think it's worth more. It's the same reason when somebody is trying to sell a house, they put it for these ridiculous prices because they believe it's worth more than what the market says it's worth. The endowment effect. There are stories that have been built into that home. They remember the times that they had their first kiss with their wife in the house. They remember the time they raised their kids in the house, the time they cut the grass in the house, the time they put up a shelf, all kinds of stories is imbued into that house. And now to them, it's worth more than what the market says is worth. And when we buy things and then we say it's an investment, the endowment effect kicks in that much more, and then we believe that it's worth way more than it actually is. And so it even double downs more on us being like, this was a great decision. When in reality, it was a horrible decision. In the case of the lady that was on Ramit's show, she was like $30,000 in debt and about to buy another thing to put her further in the hole, because she kept on saying, it's an investment. It's an investment. There is a quote that I love. It's from a guy named Richard P. Feynman. And he says, the first principle is that you must not fool yourself. And you are the easiest person to fool. You are the easiest person to fool. Be careful of the way you use the word investment. It can easily warp from being a way of building wealth to being a way of staying broke. We've all seen people who have, I mean, even on the show How to Be Rich, there's a couple that literally had a warehouse full of random crap. And when he was asked about it, he said, well, those are investment things. And everyone in the world is looking like, what? Ain't nobody gonna buy any of this? But in his mind, it was an investment. And so he's paying for a storage unit that isn't worth anything. So regardless of what you might see on social media, just because there might be a benefit to buying something, that does not make it an investment. It does not make it an investment. Because here's the damage and the danger. If we keep buying into the hype of this is an investment for my self-care, for my health, for X, Y, and Z, companies, which they already do this, companies latch onto that and use it to market to you even better. So now you go on social media and you hear people be like, you gotta invest in your health. And all they're offering is some cup, some fancy cup that they're selling for a 300% markup. And they're like, you got to drink more water, invest in your health. And they sell these things. And it's like, yo, you can literally buy just a regular cup from Walmart and it does the exact same job. But you are willing to pay 300% more because of the word they use, which is investment. Or the rage that we have with self-care now. And everybody is like, yo, you got to take care of yourself, self-care, self-care, self-care. And all the products that are marketed to every single person every single day as like the solution to self-care. When in reality, when it comes down to self-care, it's simply eating healthy, drinking water, and sleeping enough. It's literally, and getting enough exercise every day, getting like 30 minutes of exercise every day. That's literally the ultimate self-care that you can have. But because we are all chasing some kind of shortcut and people have marketed to us that this is an investment in your self-care, all of a sudden we start taking all kinds of supplements. When in reality, it's simply eat enough greens, go outside and work out, drink water, sleep. Now, of course, there are things that you can buy to aid you in those things, but be careful when they start using that word investment. And when you start saying, I'm investing for my sleep, that's a dangerous place to be. Be very careful. Or one of my favorite ones that's happening right now is productivity. It's all the rage. Like, invest in your productivity. So it's like, buy this planner, join this mastermind group, buy this coaching session, buy this, buy that. This is the solution to you being a more productive person. When honestly, the most important thing in order to be productive is literally to use the reminder app on your phone. Use the calendar app on your phone. It's to write down what you need to get done. That's how you become more productive. That's it. It's not some fancy coaching program. It's none of this stuff. It's actually doing the thing. So I just wanted to share for us to be careful of the things that we buy and use the word investment as an excuse for buying those things. It's okay to buy things, even super expensive, glamorous things. It's fine to buy those, but know that it's not an investment. You're buying it because you love it, because you want it. Because if you use the word investment, you'll wake up one day with a house full of stuff and a bank account that's empty. And you ask yourself, what the hell happened? So be careful of the use of that word investment. Can you invest in your mental health? Yes. Can you invest in your self-care? Yes. Can you invest in all these different things? Yes. But be careful of the products that are marketed to you with the word investment included to make you a little bit more loose with that card in your wallet. But anyway, that's all I got for y'all. I hope y'all learned one, maybe two things out of this entire thing. And if you did, share this podcast with one person that you love, one person that you hate, and one person you're just kind of like, about. And by that time, you'd have shared with every single person that you know. But it's been your boy, Kalechi. I'm going to catch y'all up on the next one. Remember, generosity is always greater than greed. God bless each and every single one of y'all. And I'm out. Peace. Whoosh. Oh, no.